Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What the hell happened?
What happened, Mickey? Well, that was a blankety-blank show.
It really was. Now, Mick, I know you have to be professional, but when you're covering these things, even in your head, do you ever think, what the F was that? Do you even allow yourself to think such things during a game?
Of course.
Good.
Especially yesterday. My God.
So, do we...
You know, we... Let's put it this way. And I don't know... I mean, all week long, what did we say about the Saints? Well, that was the Panthers.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Well, now it's the Cowboys.
Yep.
Now, they may be something. I don't know. It's only two games.
Right? I hope they are.
But the Cowboys, I mean, what a diabolical change from the first game to the second game, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to figure. And so we thought we knew. Well, now we don't know. I don't think we know either way, right?
Yeah.
But... My God, this was going to – and we talked about it Friday, right? I think I pointed out that this was going to be the test.
Yes.
If they've solved their inability to stop the run.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Well, yeah.
190 yards rushing.
Specifically, your article entitled, Needing to Ace This Run Defense Exam. Now, Mick, the example that I used that my wife didn't totally love is – it feels like they went to a frat party the night before, got super drunk, were hungover, and made it late to the exam.
Yes.
I'm not going to even give them that excuse.
Fair.
You know, and they tried their very best against the Saints' heavy run formations to, you know, play three linebackers. Well, if the offensive line doesn't do a better job than that, their linebackers were getting picked off left and right because the Saints' offensive line dominated.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
They tried going big, you know, and you know we assume Mozzie Smith got bigger. They got bigger when they kept trying to play Linville Joseph and Jordan Phillips. Those three guys, now get this, those three guys zeroed out on the stat line. Nothing.
Wow.
Not even an assist. So in two games, those three guys have one assisted tackle.
Oof.
Now, it's one thing not to make tackles, but it's another thing just not to hold down the fort. And the Saints figured out how to attack the edges, and they got there regularly because not only were those guys not holding down the fort, they were allowing, as I said, the linebackers to get picked off. And then what do you got? You know, you got 200-pound cornerbacks trying to make tackles. And, you know, that's kind of no way to win games. And if you look at the tackle charts, the third and fourth most tackles on the team were a safety, Donovan Wilson, and then Trayvon Diggs with five and Kalen Carson with four. So... yeah, you got to do a better job up front. And they didn't hold down the edges. And that included Micah Parsons, by the way.
Yep.
And whoever they tried to put out there just couldn't do the job. And boy, whatever you call the speed run to the outside with Alvin Kamara, who's, by the way, a handful.
He's still got it.
Right?
He's got more left than I thought he had.
Yeah. And boy, does he hit that edge, you know, in a hurry. But again, yeah, they failed the test. So now they passed one, stopping the run, and got right back to where they were last year against the run in this game. And, you know, I know the Ravens are coming in 0-2, but they sort of like to run the ball. So now what?
Yeah, and that's the – so it looked like, Mickey, and as more and more, that they didn't prepare for this type of running scheme.
But they knew. They talked about it.
They could have known, but they didn't. They couldn't beat anybody on that offensive line.
I mean, it was the same thing San Francisco did, right? It's kind of a knockoff.
Very similar, that
system. They went for 170 against the Cowboys, and they knew about how they were going to have to fill gaps and hold down the fort up front so the linebackers can make play. And they just didn't do it. And they knew going in this is what's coming, and they just couldn't execute it. And I think there's probably a cheap line in there about executing, right?
Yeah, there is.
Tampa Bay quote. Yes.
and so like you just pointed out, though, is now look, Zimmer has to fix that somehow.
Yeah, and the other thing is, so if you're selling out to stop the run, you know,
you're going to get beat over top.
Maybe you can, at least get some sort of pass rush. They sacked him once and hit him once. That's it. But again, when you're facing second and three and third and one, and it's really hard to mount a really good pass rush when all they got to do is kind of throw a little out to Kamara and it's a first down. But again, I'm trying to find this. I don't know if anybody ever keeps it, though. But it's got to be a record, right? Six straight possessions to start a game scoring a touchdown?
It was unbelievable. My wife asked me, what's gone so wrong? And I said, well, the Saints have scored six touchdowns, and I'm almost positive they've only had the ball six times. And she's like, oh.
I went back, and if my math is correct, it took them 47 minutes of game time to finally stop them from scoring a touchdown. And it was a deflected pass for an interception.
Yep.
47 minutes. The Saints now started off the first game with nine consecutive points or scoring on nine consecutive possessions. And now add six to that. That's 15 consecutive possessions to start two games.
Unbelievable.
Scored, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Are they for real? I guess the Eagles will find out next Sunday.
Man, I hope so. I really want to see them get pounded into the ground.
How about those Saints fans? They know how to cheer.
Well, they were in the majority. I got a feeling. If I heard "Who Dat" one more time, it wasn't the Cowboys, though. I'll tell you that to answer their question.
Hey, to go along with that, because I've been like desperately looking for anything even remotely fun about this game. Did you go hang out with Tom Brady, Jake Paul, and Mike Tyson before the game at all?
I don't know that I hung out with him, but I saw him there, and that all started at about the 50-yard line way before, like early warm-ups with the Fox crew out there and those two out there and whoever else was out there. And poor Brandon Aubrey was trying to back up to attempt 50-yard field goals, and they were in his way.
Right. How much do you know
about
Jake
Paul?
Thank
God for him. You asked for something good. 8 for 8 on field goals to start this season.
There you go. Yeah, well, that's the mark, Kevin.
That's impressive.
There's the positive. We got something going there.
And 4 of 4 from 50.
The jinx is in.
Mickey, side note, how many Jake Paul pay-per-views have you ever ordered?
Zero. How many will I order? Zero.
Are you going to go to the Mike Tyson fight?
After seeing Mike Tyson out there,
Oh, he doesn't look like he's prepared for the moment.
Well, I don't know, but he's kind of shrinking.
I'm with you.
I thought he was taller than that, and it didn't look like, I don't know if he was 200 pounds. And he was having, I mean, his walking ability. And is he going to go two minutes in eight rounds?
So what I'm hearing is Mick saying, take Jake Paul
and
take
me over.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I've never seen him fight either, like a real boxing match. Right?
Well, but whether or not that's actually transpired is debatable.
Does he get to use his feet?
No, he does not.
No, right? Straight boxing. But yeah, I saw him. I was down there on the sideline when everybody was around him, and the Cowboys got hit harder than he ever hit in the
play. Yeah, that's a great point, Mickey.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Bring in the heat. This morning, thank you very much, good sir. We will
fix it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll regroup mentally and bring more questions for you.
Somebody
tomorrow.
Asked me about it, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to the ranch right now. I mean, the Star right now. Try to fix this thing."
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let me know what you get out. Yeah. Of that. I'm very curious. Thank you very much,
all
good
right,
sir.
Take care.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. Now, and it kind of. Kind of hurts me to do this.
Dude.
Let's go to cut number 22 because it's time to talk about the number one team in the country.
Split right is DeAndre Moore. Tight end is Gunnar Helm on second down. Hand off Weisner. Getting up, pulling it back in is Manning. Arts breaks a tackle. 50, 45 to the 30. Dare I say it? Say goodnight to it. 67 yards. Arch to the house.
Now, fun fact for you. What do you think was Eli Manning and Peyton Manning's longest run in college?
I think I saw this on ESPN.
16 yards.
I think it's like 12 and 7 or something.
15 for Eli, 13 for Peyton.
Oh, wow.
Arch Manning right there broke off 67 yards.
It's Cooper's son, though.
That's true.
So, and he
was going to be Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, uh-huh. He was the best one out of all of them.
It was an incredible performance, especially considering, and I know hopes are exceedingly high for Arch Manning, but when your quarterback gets hurt and then the new quarterback comes in and you're like, don't even worry about it at all. He scored 5 touchdowns.
Against quality opponent like Alabama, right?
It was UTSA.
All right.
And that is fair.
Okay. So they're all right.
Hey, but look, who did Georgia play? Georgia played Kentucky, and they won by 1 point.
Kentucky's a team that everybody knows about.
Yeah. A team.
Kentucky, though, has a whole state. They got to play a city.
Yeah, they got to
Texas.
Play San Antonio.
That is a way to put it. Because of that, the Texas Longhorns, for the first time in 16 years, are number one in the country. Georgia's fallen to number 2, Ohio State at 3, Texas most first place votes, and number one.
And co-candidates for the Heisman Trophy, I'm thinking, is what's going to happen this year.
I'm really glad that you brought that up. It's wild because it's just one game. And I know Quinn Ewers is on the sideline being like, hey, bro, like, ease up, you know?
At one point, it did look like he was going, why is Sark even scoring right now? What's he doing? Like, what, he's trying to run the score up on these guys. Stop it.
So in the span of this one game, with one injury against UTSA, Quinn Ewers went from being the Heisman favorite to 18-1. Arch Manning went from being 150-1 to 16-1. So now they're like, we think these quarterbacks are about equal in terms of their likelihood.
It doesn't
to
matter
win
which
Heisman.
One. It doesn't matter which one. They're probably going to do it because they're that good. And the quality of play is right there for both of them. Great play calling. Again, Sark's in his bag, dude. He gets it. He's right there with it. But they have the talent across the board on that team right now. And they have two quarterbacks that look like they could play anywhere in the country and lead good teams to big victories. So this is a fun thing. If you're sir, you're right. What? Hold on. Why are y'all laughing like this?
Some of this feedback, I get it.
The SEC made a mistake letting UT in
from the 972.
That might be true, actually.
Kevin, A&M doesn't stand a chance against UT. Look, This is why I was really...
I saw that freshman QB. He ain't bad.
He's not bad.
See you later, Wegg.
I was really, really outspoken about how we should have brought Texas back sooner. Like, when they were in the dregs of their run of football, I was like, bring him back now!
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a fair question from the 585. I believe they do know the answer to this question. Kevin, help me out. I don't know college football at all. First time since 08, Texas has been number one. Surely the Aggies have been number one since then, right? Look, no.
Oh.
Have they been in the top five a couple of times? Yes. Do I think if there was a playoff that year that Johnny Manziel was a redshirt freshman, they would have won the national championship? Yes. But none of that happened.
Who is in the College World Series?
That's A&M.
And who won it?
Not A&M.
They didn't win.
But how many... baseball championships is A&M.
Hey, shut up, Mike. Why don't you not worry about that? Okay.
What is the answer? What's the answer to that question?
It's not favorable for Texas A&M. It's at least 5-0. I know that.
Hey, man, look, if you're wanting to watch some good Texas football.
Before baseball was created, I bet A&M does have a championship that they say.
Hey, we won that one in 39 straight up.
And, Mike, you've always said this about college football.
Before World War II.
That's fair.
You want to know who the good quarterbacks are to watch in college football. Right now, Texas has two really good college football quarterbacks.
I'm really curious to see how that plays out because yours is – week to week with the abdominal injury, and clearly they're not going to rush him back, but I'm curious when he's like, I'm good to go, and Arch Manning's like, hey, I've scored 14 touchdowns with like maybe one turnover, and then you're like,
Tomorrow's the Tuesday of college football.
That's right, Tuesday tailgate.
And so I'm going to ask you, shouldn't A&M just stick with that freshman over that Wegg guy?
Agreed. Or Wigman. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Last name should be Hurt. All he is hurt. And then when he plays, he stinks.
Yeah, he threw up on the field that one time.
Yeah.
That was just like 2 weeks ago.
I think
ago.
That was his second completion of the game.
Coming up next, it's time for the Wanker of the Weekend. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend? And why right now in this moment is it Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
And here's Carr under center. Play action back. Steps up, hit as he throws deep to the middle to Shaheed. Caught it over the top of Donovan Wilson and strolls in for a 70-yarder.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I understand if you still want to say the Dallas Cowboys are the wanker of the weekend. It is tough to argue against that.
They ruined my weekend. They ruined the whole weekend for me, dude.
Hey, that's fair. From the 817, I'm clearly the wanker of the weekend because I thought the Cowboys would be magically something they're not after one good week.
Brad Sham yesterday, Kevin, at the end of the broadcast, he goes, well, at least they got it done early so you can go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Over to you, Zach Wolchuk and Brian Broaddus. And I was like, that is hilarious. It was a good moment.
Because not really, right?
Did you guys tune into the Ranger game afterwards and watch after that game?
Yeah, all of it.
We got one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. It's a big hit, man.
We set up, didn't we send up the minimum number of batters for the game?
Yeah.
Okay. That's tough.
That is tough.
I mean, it happens very rarely in like a, you know, like a no hitter perfect game situation. Usually if you send up 27, that there was something, I guess it's historic because you did get a guy a hit and only sent 27 up. It's good.
Yeah. By the way, from the 214, bro. They held Micah so bad on that touchdown pass you just played right there. I did bring that up earlier, so I will say the officials were wankers for not seeing. That was a clear hold. The Saints didn't need your help offensively, okay? They were doing just fine on their own.
Brian Baldinger, by the way, Kevin, there was a moment that I texted you and Alec. And sorry, Mike, you were still out of town. I didn't want to bother you, and you hadn't texted me yet. So this was before the game.
Yeah, I texted you early.
Yeah, but it was before the game. I texted and I said, Micah, 2+ sacks. Like I was, because when I saw Fuaga had back tightness all week, and at the last minute, they were like, all right, he's ready to go. And now looking at Brian Baldinger's tweet, the Saints are a left-handed team. Fuaga is the reason. 2 games, no, none, 0 negative plays. An absolute joy to watch. And he was one of my favorites to watch in college. And now here he is. He was part of the thing that made them look like the Cowboys look like a bad defense and couldn't get any pressure, man.
From the 214 Wankers of the Weekend, all the people that texted and called in saying the Cowboys were going to win by double digits. Whoops.
It happens.
They scored double digits.
They did.
Hey, you know how, Corey, you responded to my text? I'm just checking here. At 6:57, I sent Kevin 2 texts. He still hasn't responded.
Okay.
All right, here we
go. What do you want me to? I'm going to read those 2 texts.
Yeah, I'm okay with you reading.
What do you want me to respond with? His 2 texts are, should the Cowboys have won today? ? And then his next text was, Rangers send 27 guys to the plate today and the Saints go 6-for-6 on TDs. What am I supposed to say? Yeah, you know what, Mike?
It's a question. Yeah. Well,
that second one didn't have a question mark. There was no question on that.
How often do you...
And my answer, no, I did not think the Cowboys should have
won. How often do you see a text from Mike and they held Micah Parsons. Throw the phone?
It's a 50-50 proposition, and Mike knows it's a 50-50 proposition because he sends texts that he's like, well, I know he's not going to respond to this other than to maybe say F off or something like that, but I'm going to send it nonetheless.
So you want to go ahead and make Mike your wanker of the weekend?
Because those A&M people were following up and they're like, oh, wow, A&M made it to the World Series. What's their head coach geared up for? Title defense this year?
Oh, man.
Knowing that not only did we not win the title, he left for Texas. I know what happened.
Now you can root for both teams.
I will not.
Just root for sports.
Hey, would you guys rather lose like the Cowboys did yesterday? Or would you rather them, like, it came down to a fourth quarter close game and you're like, son of a gun.
Normally,
I'd rather have the close game. Here's why. Because yesterday I was bored watching the game.
That's a good point.
I was bored as the second quarter started.
Now, believe it or not, I'm going to go to soccer. Cut number 23. Is Liverpool the wanker of the weekend? Because, and I didn't make this name up, for the first time in 55 years, they lost at home to Nottingham Forest.
55 years in the waiting. Nottingham Forest win at Anfield for the first time since 1969. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together?
55 years they hadn't lost to Nottingham Forest.
But the sheriff showed up.
Yeah.
Friar Tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood couldn't handle it.
Now I'm thinking of the animated
movie. That's the best
one. Was it the lion that was the king?
Yeah. But the sheriff of Nottingham was like a big, it looked like a huge rat or a big old bear. It's not quite a bear.
It was a good guy bear, right? Here,
look, yeah. Does that look like a bear, though? That looks
Little
like
John.
A
bear. Oh, yeah. No, that's a rat.
Yeah. But he's a giant thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Little the John, foxes were Robin Hood thank and Robin you. The chick.
Maybe like a big old coyote or something. I don't know. He was fat, though. He was fat in the Sheriff of Nottingham.
It happens. Yo, Nottingham Forest is where Robin Hood lives. I get it. Yeah. Hey, by the way.
They play soccer there, huh?
For Zach and Frisco.
They just shot bows and arrows.
I want to let you know this is not the first or the second time I've heard this morning. Let's just preview the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Stars upcoming season. The first thing Mike said when he walked into the room was when the Mavericks started.
October 24th.
What was the first thing I said?
They're hosting the Spurs.
He just started going, beep, beep, beep.
I said Giannis is on the way.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother stupid thing. And then when we walk into the studio for Crosstalk, the first thing Mike tells the morning show guys is, hey, get ready. October 24th is when the Mavericks season starts.
Somebody else. Yeah, I left to go on a road trip. The next thing I know, it's January in Arlington here.
That was rough, man.
By the way, to your point, everybody who ran a graphic saying that this broke the Cowboys' home winning streak, you're a wanker of the weekend. No, it didn't. You all saw what happened in the playoffs. But
that was a home game?
It was. Last year, the Cowboys trailed for a little bit more than 44 minutes at home in the entirety of the regular season. In this game, I believe they trailed for 55 minutes and 50 seconds. So in this one game...
Is that bad?
Yes. They trailed more in this one game at home than they did in all of their home regular season games last year total. That's bad.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Oh.
I heard you guys... I was watching you guys on YouTube.
Oh, sweet.
While I was on the road.
Did we meow or anything?
No.
All right.
Is at one point... the Cowboys, you guys, I guess it was you guys played off of Bobby Belt's number. The Cowboys, since 2021, if they've been favored in a regular season home game, have won that game. Whether they covered the spread or not is a different situation. But so this is the first time since 2021 the Cowboys were a favorite at home in a regular season game, because we know what happens in the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah.
And they lost the game.
Yeah, McCarthy's been really good against against the spread whenever they're favored. They've been really good in those moments, except, as you said, playoff games.
Yikes. Now,
they got it out of the way early.
You know what? I'll accept that for now,
Mike. See the
Mike.
Optimism? They did the playoff game in September. They're like, let's wash this one down in September. So in January, when we're hosting that playoff game, we're going to be ready to play.
Mike, I'll accept that if you actually think going forward into the regular season and the playoffs, they've really got this thing down.
You want to know my honest answer?
Yes.
I already know they're losing.
I know what your honest answer is, Mike.
The bed gets pooped all over. In the playoffs. Come January, they got to get new sheets for the next year.
We could have been living with positive Mike for the rest of the year.
I was trying to be positive, and then you made me tell the truth.
All right, you know what? Never mind.
That one's on you,
Kevin. I want to go back into my fog of optimism, Mike. Like, just give me the optimism. But see, even your optimism, you can't give it to me with a straight face. You're like, hey, you are optimistic? Man, they'll be lucky if any team gets this close to the Cowboys for the rest of the year. Like, you can't even give
that
me
kind of loss.
Reasonable optimism. You go way too far.
You just wait. They're taking it out on Baltimore on Sunday.
I agree. They should.
Baltimore's in trouble.
Two really ticked off teams. This is going to be a good game. Yeah.
Good luck, Lamar Jackson. If you think you're going to run on us with that Derrick Henry guy in you, you have another thing coming. The last time you played the Cowboys, I bet you didn't run very well against them.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
Don't ask that.
Oh. How did they do?
They ran the ball.
Guys, is the Florida State football team the wankers of the weekend?
They're the wankers of the year.
Yeah, they should have never got that Clemson quarterback. He stinks.
They paid Memphis $1.3 million for the right to lose to them. And Florida State is now 0-3.
That guy's getting fired, right?
I feel like he is.
Was he the guy that brought in Clemson quarterback?
Ooh.
He had to, DJ? Right? And I bet he paid him.
I don't know that answer.
I mean, they all pay everybody, not illegally. I mean, I just think that they're like, hey, let's bring in this guy and give him $1 million to lose all the games.
I mean,
yeah, is this a good way to follow up whenever you're complaining that you didn't last year get into the playoff and then you follow up?
You want to be in a different conference.
If you're the person writing a check for $1 million for that quarterback, don't you void payments at this point? Like, don't you like, no, I'm not. No,
yeah,
I'm,
you take like, your receipt.
Let's just
to the
say
front.
Let's just say it gives you time. You're not just writing a check immediately for $1 million for that quarterback. You've been writing like $100,000 like on a monthly basis. I'm like, I'm not paying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I had one more quick college note I want to throw out there. Do you think Kentucky is the wanker of the weekend for punting the ball? So they're losing to Georgia 13-12. They're on the positive side of the field. I think they're at like the Georgia 47-48. There's a little bit more than 2 minutes to go, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to punt it. And they didn't get the ball back, and they lost. That feels like you're playing, I don't know what you're playing for. Go for the win. Lose. It's against Georgia.
Yeah, but they knocked him out of the one spot. You talked about that earlier.
Is that, you think
covered the spread?
You think Kentucky's really fist pumping that today?
Yeah. See you later, Georgia. You're only going to be in the playoffs as the 2 seed.
Yeah, I get it, Kevin, but it was one of those field possession games all day. So it was like, and they hadn't done anything that made the coach feel like, hey, we can do this. So
I know their defense played well, but
I get it. I understand that part of it. They were hoping that they could get better field position late there, but
and they knew Tim Couch wasn't coming back to take the last snap.
They're the only Kentucky quarterback we know of.
The fat one.
Oh, yeah, Jared Lorenzen. He's no longer with us.
Do you feel bad when you hear that?
No, I didn't kill him. Like, he's dead, but I had nothing to do with it.
That's a great point. Hold on. So are you telling me you only feel bad when people die if you had a direct action to it?
I don't feel good that he died, but I don't feel bad he died. I never knew the guy.
Okay. It wasn't
somebody
his fault.
Just died right now. Am I supposed to feel bad right now? I don't know. I don't know the person who just died right now. And now another person just died. And I don't know him either or her.
It's true. Andre Woodson.
Another person just died.
It is true. We're the KNC masterpiece. Right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Hey, Will Levis, the F are you doing? We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
Third and goal. Levis looking. Levis tripped. He tried to shovel it. That ball is free, and the Jets have it.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. I believe that was the specific play that led to the most incredible quote of the weekend. But right now, let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Deep. Here we go. Is that a new one?
What did he say in that very last part?
That was Cooper Rush.
Oh.
Here we go with it.
Here we go with it.
I like it.
Do you?
Did he say Kim K on that one too?
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. Let's go to Brian Callahan, the head coach for the Titans, who, I mean, maybe you're a lip reader or maybe not, and you could still figure it out totally fine.
Will Clark's a lip reader.
After that play, Callahan is like walking off the sideline onto the field saying, "What the F was that?" Except he definitely did not, or excuse me, actually what he said was, "What the F are you doing?" And he did not censor it. It was very clear that he was very upset.
Did you hear him after the game?
Oh, no.
After the game, he was like, yeah, it was stupid. He's done it before. He shouldn't do that. It was a dumb play.
I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. Woo!
So
if you're looking for him to backtrack it, not so much.
And there he is right there on our TV. He was just doing that same moment just now. So I guess, if you've said that now, because it always feels like managers, coaches, they have to tiptoe all these things so that they don't offend a player and don't, like, you know, screw themselves over with relationships amongst players, because losing their trust is a big thing. Boach talks about that all the time. The trust of the player is the most important thing. So what happens here? Does the rest of the team go, yeah, Will sucks? And then they're like, what are we going to do? Because it feels like you lost hope on your quarterback.
Okay.
Well, he's got to fix it.
So this is one way to handle poor quarterback play. Carolina Panthers have a remarkably different way of attacking it. So Dave Canales, the head coach for the Carolina Panthers, was asked about how terrible Bryce Young was. And he said, Bryce is our quarterback. We're going to just continue to shore up and fix things that we need to fundamentally fix from a scheme standpoint. And then, this is the best part, all those things, these are valuable reps. These are all valuable games. We'll learn a lot from this game, and hopefully we'll take another step this week. So he was like, no, I'm going to give you the PC answer that I need to give. And then the Titans were like, the hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
That was dumbass play.
Yeah, my player's stupid, and I can't fix stupid players. Is what he basically said.
I mean, hurtful.
Do you like the PC answer more, or do you like the honest answer?
I mean, I like the honest answer, but you have to balance it out, Mike. We've had this conversation many times. People want honesty, but we can't handle 100% honesty. I don't know if we max out as a society around 75%, give or take, but I sure as hell don't want people to be honest with me at all times, just on the key important things.
I do got to give Calvin Ridley a lot of credit for that catch in the end, that touchdown that he had. Look at this catch right here that's happening right behind you. That was a dime by Will Levis and then an awesome catch by Calvin Ridley. But aside from that, they did lose the game because of his last minute moment.
You know, Mike likes it as all optimism. It's never negative
always.
Stuff because it's likes.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate when people say my truth. It's like they're saying, here is something that's not truth. It's not truthful at all.
Hear that? That
but
is her truth.
But I'm going to give you my truth. And mm-hmm. It's like, that's right off the bat, you're saying this isn't the truth.
Yeah.
It's only my truth, but not the real truth.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most stupidest saying ever. My truth.
It is the most stupid.
My truth is
ever.
A lie, but I'm going to tell you why I believe in it.
Now, we played you the Justin Jefferson 97-yard touchdown catch from earlier. He continues to do amazing things. He finished the game with 133 yards receiving, which honestly feels kind of disappointing if you got 97 yards on one play. But it was his 30th game already with 100 yards. That ties him with Randy Moss for the most ever through five NFL seasons. And this was the second game of the year.
For the Vikings?
Ever!
In the NFL?
Yeah, that's right.
It's impressive, man. He's a really good receiver. He's very good.
I would be willing to bet that he breaks that record. He's also now tied with Lance Allworth with 20 games of at least 125 yards receiving in his first five seasons.
They feed him the rock. He hits big plays downfield. It's not like a bunch of short stuff that turns into big plays, but even on the short stuff that does turn into big plays. But it's downfield, man. He goes, he tracks, and then does a great job. But you saw it yesterday. He outran everybody, too.
He did.
I mean, he was just like, I'll see y'all later. And he did. It's just, he's almost impossible to stop.
Couple of injury notes for you. Chiefs Hollywood Brown is now, in fact, expected to need surgery and miss the entirety of the season. And you might have seen this yesterday and thought, that's probably what happened. But Jets defensive end Jermaine Johnson confirmed that he did tear his Achilles yesterday in the win over the Titans. So he is out for the rest of the season as well.
Dang.
Let's go from that to Ja'Marr Chase.
He's good at football.
He is, but he is also very upset.
Yep, he is.
So Justin Jefferson's teammate at LSU.
That is true.
When Odell Beckham paid him to win.
I do remember that. So Ja'Marr Chase said he's not planning to renegotiate a long-term deal with the Cincinnati Bengals this season.
Okay.
Per Adam Schefter. He says, the wide receiver says, he believes he's been misled by the team during the offseason as he sought a new contract. So clearly we talked about he didn't care for the last contract offer. And I think he sees the writing on the wall as like his salary is still super duper low right now. But then next year with the rookie option, I think it's locked in at 21-1, something like that. And so you don't really have a lot of room to play with that money. And now he's probably like, fine, we'll wait till next year. And then you're going to be stuck.
That's interesting. I want to know who his agent is, and if his agent is like, hey, they're screwing us over, and very trust, like super trustworthy.
Sure.
Guy. I got to find out who his agent is real quick just to make sure I got Caitlin Aoki.
I think he does like
Alliance Sports.
That's okay. Steve Aoki. That's I can already Aoki. Tell where you're going with this.
Yeah, it's Alliance Sports.
He's like a DJ who his dad owns Benihana or something.
And he likes cards and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, no, I see where this is going.
How about in football news, Tom Brady was at a local card shop? Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that. Then I learned a lot about how that came to pass. Uh-huh. Very fascinating behind the scenes dealings. But yeah, he was at...
Can you tell us about
Yeah, he's like, at Triple Cards in Plano.
Yeah, what? In Plano, next to you.
Tom Brady was near me.
He's rich. He goes to the rich areas.
No, that makes sense.
That is definitely the rich area of Plano.
Yeah, I bet he was where all the tables are. Hold on. No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's still, it's great if you could live out there.
It's still Plano.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Aiden Hutchinson, by the way.
Still Plano.
As we remind you.
That's the bad Plano. That's their sign. When you drive in, you
it's
know.
Still it's, just,
it's still Plano.
It's still Plano. By the way, this football talk and vague residential discussion is brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you could shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Did you see the day of Aiden Hutchinson? He had 3 sacks and a forced fumble in the first quarter.
He was so good.
Per the Lions public relations team, since 1994, only 3 other players have ever had 3 sacks in the first quarter. And he ended the day with 4.5 sacks. What a day.
He made Goff's day miserable, and Goff struggled to enjoy anything throughout the day. But yeah,
Maybe he was sacking his own quarterback.
Goff had a miserable day anyway. Baker didn't have a great day, but Baker That's still fair. Led him to the win along the way. But yeah, he made that a very tough day on Baker.
That is very fair. I thought it was an incredible performance by Aiden Hutchinson. For sure. And then one more quick note for you. The Chiefs and Peyton Hendershot were fined for what happened last week. When you remember, Hendershot was inactive. He was standing on the Chiefs sideline. He pushed Roquan Smith after Smith had chased Patrick Mahomes out of bounds. The Chiefs were fined $100,000, which I'm sure is really going to hurt them. And then Peyton Hendershot was fined an undisclosed amount.
Oh,
so
not as much.
Former Dallas Cowboy, maybe still got a shot at the Super Bowl, but he also got
like fine. Taco. He's going to taco his way to a championship.
Hey, the only taco I think about is that Oppo taco that Hitchens. Jared talks about in that promo. Gets me hyped up.
Yeah. Hey.
Even though the season's over.
No, hey. Magic number's three.
To not be eliminated.
Yeah. As long as there's a magic number.
Okay. I guess that's true. One more last thing for you. Did you hear the 49ers ask the Vikings about if they wanted to trade Justin Jefferson in the offseason?
Yeah, I did.
They're like,
We're good. We're good. We'll see you guys early in the season.
True. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.